How do we meditate in the evening? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with meditation. How do we meditate in the evening? You might ask, why am I saying how do we meditate in the evening? I could say how do we meditate in the morning? How do we meditate at noon? How do we meditate anytime? Well, I say how do we meditate in the evening, so this will not conflict with another time that I might say how do we meditate in the morning. Now, how do we meditate in the evening? Well, most of the time it's with our eyes closed and our head on the pillow, and we saw a log. So we are sound asleep. I like me. And so we think we're meditating, whereas we really are not meditating. Now, would you like to meditate? What does meditate mean? Meditate means to think about. According to the Webster's Dictionary, meditate means to think upon. So you think about thoughts. Now, what thoughts are you going to think about in your meditation? Now, people say, well, I'm going to think holy thoughts and spiritual thoughts and reverend thoughts and so forth. Well, most of the time you don't. Most of the time you think very unholy thoughts. You think very unreverend thoughts, because you're thinking thoughts like, I wish my baby would be all right. Oh, God, help my baby. I wish my baby would be all right. Help my baby. My baby is sick. Help. God, help my baby. Well, now, that's not a very good prayer. That's not a very good meditation. Because where is your emphasis? Your emphasis is on the fact that the baby is sick and that you don't believe God's going to help you. You just don't, help my baby, help, help. You know, you pray and you preach and you screech. But what are you doing? You're doubting. Now, if you would speak calmly and peacefully and say, you are whole and perfect to your baby, to yourself first, but to your baby, okay? You don't have to be by your baby's side. You can be around the globe from your baby. You could be anywhere in the world, and you speak your word because your one is all. But you just speak your word because the universal mind is everywhere, and you're the universal mind. And you speak your word and you say, my baby is whole and perfect. I surround my wife with my pure white light of love. I surround my husband with my pure white light of love, whatever it may be. I surround my family with my pure white light of love. I see all in divine order. All in divine order. All in divine order. And then, what happens? At first you say, I wish. And then you keep saying it. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And then you take a deep breath. And you let it all out. And all is in divine order. All is in divine order. My child is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And you just keep saying this. And pretty soon, you begin to believe it. Pretty soon, you don't have to believe it because it's true, but it makes you feel better if you believe it. So you say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And then what happens to you? You become peaceful. You lose your panic. You lose all your sense of doubt that the principle works. And you say, all is in divine order. How's your kid? Oh, all is in divine order. Well, I thought, but hush now. Don't talk about the past. That's yesterday. My child is perfect divine order right now. My child, all is in divine order right now. But you, what they said was it was not going to be in divine order quickly. It's going to take a while. And hey, I'm a big mouth, and I say what other people say, and that's not the truth. My child is in divine order. All is in divine order right now. My child is in divine. You say, well, that sure doesn't sound like meditating. That sounds like threatening. No, that sounds like an affirmation. That sounds like affirming to yourself the truth about yourself. Now, my son's sick, my son's sick, my son, oh, my son's sick. That's affirming the truth too. And the son is going to be sick, 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 sick. And why not have the son be well, 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 instead of sick, 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 sick? And whatever meditation you put into motion, let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable. Now, where do we start? We start by putting good, positive thoughts in our meditation. Now, what's the meditation? What's the meditation? I like me. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. My son is whole and perfect. Just as an illustration, whatever your need may be, you speak your word and say it's all is in divine order. All is perfect. I had to go to a hospital with a little boy in London. And when I went to the hospital, they expected me, the great spiritual healer, to do wonders and magic for the kid. Well, I didn't have to do a thing. You know why? Anyone got the answer?
It was already done.
He was whole and perfect. And they were so looking at me and not the kid, they didn't see that he was whole and perfect. So I got all the credit. which is just fine. But the thing is, he was whole and perfect. That's the only way I saw him. That's the only way I knew him. That's the only... And they had to go through their machinations because that was what was necessary to do. But he was whole and perfect. He's whole and perfect. And this is how you meditate. This is how you pray. This is how you speak your word. This is how you give your affirmations. Do you have any affirmations? What are your affirmations? Your affirmations are what you know to be the truth about yourself. And I am whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. I feel so great. Oh, I feel so wonderful. I feel so filled with life and power and joy. Wow. Oh, my goodness. You should be inside of me. You would never realize how wonderful it is to be so perfect until you get inside of me. Oh, you want to do it inside of you too? Okay, do it. Oh, I'm whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I don't see you doing it. You're a bunch of jerks. You're a bunch of jokers. You say you want it, but you don't play the game. You don't play the game. And if you don't play the game, you don't get the results. Now, you want to play the game and say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, fantastic, I like me. You see, when you do that, you get the results. And if you don't do it, you don't get the results. So don't blame me. I put the cause in motion. I see everything done. And even when I see things done, some other people say, but they haven't got it all. There might be a little cancer here or there. Oh, come on, get off of it. Build a federal case over nothing, you know? And that's what we do when we doubt. That's what we do when we are inconsistent in speaking our positive word. Now, do you want to speak your positive word? Do you want to have everything in divine order? Well, then put it there. Put it there, and it is done. That's what meditation is all about. Meditation is to think about. And what do you think about? Who is Adam? Who is Eve? Who is the first and only man or woman and woman on earth? Who?
I.
You. Me. Me, not you. Me.
I.
Me. She wants to have a fight about this here now. No. Who is the creator?
I. Me.
Me. And what do we create? Exactly what we think about. And what do you think about? Health, harmony, peace, love, abundance, joy, all the good things. Now, at lunch, what would we have thought about? At lunch, we would have thought about we are absolute. And we are the absolute creator of the world, and we create every other person on earth just like we are a master, with nothing to heal, nothing to need. And we create everyone a master just like we are, independently wealthy, having everything. We speak our word, instantly it's manifest in whatever we choose. Well, as a human being, you can do the same thing. It's the same principle. But as a human being, what game are you playing along with the principle? As a human being, you're playing the game of illusion, as though it is and isn't. And as a master, or as absolute, or as the allness, the divine, then you're playing the same principle, but you're merely revealing that which is already is, which is what you do on the relative level too. But on the relative level, your God is too small. You're revealing too little. You're saying, I want a little bit of wealth. I want a little bit of health. I'd like to live a little... I would like to live in a healthy body till I die. Well, oh my goodness. I live in a healthy body eternally. I live immortally. What did that lady say on her little thing there? She said that the Indians believe that they lived eternally and immortally. She says here, the Dakota Indians live in a world of current time. All time is now, like our scientists tell us. A well-educated Dakota Indian girl with her doctor of philosophy explained that her fellow tribesmen were not striving to get somewhere in this world or the next. They were not striving to get somewhere in this world or the next. What did she say? They were already there. Cool, huh? You see, the Indians live in eternity already, she said. The Indians live in eternity already. Now, do we?
Yes, we do.
And are the Indians, by and large, strivers? Are they always out trying to get something, trying to do something? Or are they laid back? Are they relaxed and peaceful beings that live in the awareness of the Great Spirit always being one with them? And who is the God of the Indians, basically? The Great Spirit, the Sun. See, Aten was the god of the Akhenaten in Egypt, the Pharaoh, but he had a short life. His daddy had lots of gods, and when he took over, he knocked all his daddy's gods down and put up just Aten, the sun god, and then he died young, and so his reign of Aten, the sun god, was very short. But the Indians in America continued the Great Spirit. And you too worship the Great Spirit right inside of you, because that's where God is. And every philosopher tells you that. Jesus told you that point blank. But you don't want to hear it. You want to say, I want to pray to something outside of me. I want a doctor outside of me. I want a nurse outside of me. I want some pills from outside of me. And of course, as long as we're chasing after them, we're going to have to go after them. And then the day when we do, as Jesus again said, it is done unto you according to your belief, when we do that, it's over with. All the chasing is over with. We're whole and perfect. My son is whole and perfect. Wherever on earth he may be. My daughter is whole and perfect. My husband or wife is whole and perfect. My world is whole and perfect. Now, many of you have done a very evil thing. Evil, evil, evil. You buried your parents. And you put them 6 foot under, or wherever, cremated them, whatever you did with them. And then you thought, well, now, they had a good life. They had a good life. You don't know what you did. You just took their old winter coat and disposed of it. The real mommy and daddy that brought you into this experience, they're still out there honking around, having a great time, living eternally. And you will never see them again until you stop looking in the outer and start looking in the inner, start looking in yourself. Then you'll find them. But you won't really find them because they've given up on you a long time ago and gone off on other adventures that they love. They've taken the boat to China, and you see, bye, Daddy, bye, Mommy. And they're on that boat, and you say, well, they're gone. Never see them again, and you probably won't. But they're just as much alive on that boat as they are anywhere else. And when we come to that realization, we come to a great realization. So meditate upon these things, and let the truth of all these wonderful things come through. Here's an unbiased, unsolicited report from this Indian girl about her past, her present, and her future. And it's quite nicely put, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I have a student who is always sending me little things like this. And she keeps my email quite busy, Mary Willett. But a wonderful girl. She's been one of my students from Minneapolis, from 1972 and 1973, she's been with me. And still with me, as strong as ever, as most of my students are. It's a very glorious thing. And that's because we live in the now. That's because But I meditate on them, I bless them in my heart, as I do on each one of you, and I see each one of you fulfilled and glorious, even when I shout at you. Yeah. Surreptitious smile there. But I love you, and I care about you, and I want only the best for you. And so it is, and so it always will be. Meditate well. It's fun.
Yes.
You see the adventures I go through. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.